Dominic Thomason in Washington. Secretary of War Hegseth says U.S. forces prefer to peacefully guide more than 22,000 mariners stuck on more than 1,500 vessels out of the Persian Gulf. But Hegseth warns the American military is ready, locked and loaded, as he puts it, if things should change. Responding to Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz, the American military fired on Iranian forces, sinking at least six small boats as it moved to reopen the strait under President Trump's Project Freedom initiative.
The U.S. says two of its guided missile destroyers have already made it through, along with two U.S.-flagged merchant vessels. Iran has already reacted angrily, deploying cruise missiles and drones in an attempt to thwart the mission.
The BBC's David Willis. President Trump says the Iran war sends a message loud and clear to U.S. adversaries, including one in particular.
It's better to get along with China than it is to fight with China, and they feel the same thing. And don't kid yourself, they watch what happened in Venezuela. They watch what happened in Iran, because militarily, Iran is essentially over.
The president talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Suspect in yesterday's shooting near the Washington Monument hospitalized, facing multiple charges. A man was spotted with a gun near the White House complex, was shot by law enforcement officers after opening fire on them.
I'll point out that not long before this shooting occurred, the vice president's motorcade did transit through this area.
Secret Service Deputy Director Matthew Quinn, the White House was briefly locked down, but a presidential event that was going on inside was not interrupted. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 127 points. This is SRN News. The Church of the Nazarene launches a new missionary effort in Scotland.
According to Christian Daily International, the U.S.-based church is beginning a church planting and theological education strategy for the island of Ireland, aiming to strengthen ministry efforts across both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. Launched on St. Patrick's Day, the partnership will focus on church planting, theological education, building projects, and leadership development initiatives, while also facilitating short-term mission opportunities. The denomination currently has 12 churches across the island, 11 in Northern Ireland, and one in the Republic of Ireland. John Scott reporting.
The 75th annual National Day of Prayer is coming up on Thursday, May 7th. Thousands of churches across the country involved. Glorify God among the nations, seeking Him in all generations, is the 2026 National Day of Prayer theme. SRN News. The best show in town just around the corner, and it's free.
The Etta Awkward meteor shower will soon light the sky with debris from Halley's Comet. But a bright moon will spoil the fun this year, making the display harder to glimpse. The shower will peak Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and views will be best in the southern hemisphere. In the north, sky watchers will likely see fewer than 10 meteors per hour. Meteor showers happen when the Earth charges through trails of debris left behind from various space rocks. To glimpse the meteors, it's best to go outside just before dawn and look for fleeting trails of light. Keith Peters reporting.
Television and movie actors have reached a tentative four-year contract agreement with studios and streaming services. A deal must be approved by the union's board of governors and then ratified by the rank and file. If approved, it would prevent a repeat of the 2023 actors' strike. SRNNews.com.